Hey everybody, welcome back. In today's episode, we're going to talk about a new tax concept that was introduced as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which is the limitation on business interest expense under Section 163J. So for those of you accountants who know, this was a big form this year for filing season that was new. And essentially what this does is it limits any kind of tax expense for interest expense. So the way the limitation for interest expense is calculated is you take your total business interest expense and your interest expense is limited to essentially 30% of adjusted taxable income plus any business interest income for the year. Now, that's very high level. So let's break that down. What is adjusted taxable income? And that's a very important number to know, because if we have interest expense throughout the year, we're going to be limited to whatever 30% of our adjusted taxable income is. So if you're in a loss and you have interest expense, you cannot use that interest expense to increase your net operating loss. It will be carried forward to a future year until you have taxable income to use that business interest expense. So when calculating adjusted taxable income, we start with our taxable income at the end of the year as if there was no interest limitation. And then we have additions and reductions to that number. Additions or any item of loss or deduction which is not properly allocable to a trade or business of the taxpayer, any business interest expense that is not from a pass-through entity, aka that entity level income, but if your business picks up either income or a K-1 from an investment that you own, that interest expense would not be added back. Amount of any net operating loss is an addition. Amount of any qualified business income allowed under Section 199A, that would be income that you're picking up from an investment or another business that you own. Deduction allowable for depreciation, amortization, or depletion. So if you have depreciation expense during the year, you would add that back to your taxable income. Now, normally when you're adding back the taxable income, that would be unfavorable. But in this case, additions are good because we want to increase our adjusted taxable income as much as possible in order for us to take more of a business interest expense. The greater our adjusted taxable income, the greater the number is going to be that we can take for business interest expense once we times that number by 30%. The smaller that number gets, the less business interest expense we're going to be able to take. So continuing along with our additions, and there's other specific additions that are in the instructions of the form. Now, reductions, these are unfavorable now, are any item of income or gain which is not properly allocable to a trade or business, any business interest income, not from a pass-through entity, that's from the entity level interest income because that gets added back below, and amount of any income or gain from items from a pass-through entity. So then toward the bottom of the form, we calculate our adjusted taxable income and business interest income. You'll take 30% of your adjusted taxable income plus any business interest income. And if your interest expense is greater than those two, you're limited to the amount you just calculated. And if it's not, you'll get to take the full amount of interest expense. Now, if the interest expense is disallowed, you will carry that disallowance interest expense forward to future years until you're able to have enough adjusted taxable income to take that expense. So this is a little bit more of a more complicated tax issue. It's something us accountants had to deal with and learn for the first time this year. What I wanted to just give you guys is a brief high-level overview of this form. I'd love to hear if you have any questions on this. There's a lot more implications about how many levels this disallowed business interest expense and excess taxable income flows up to the shareholders, and it's a different application between partnerships and S corporations. So reach out to me, let me know what you guys think, and thanks for listening.